In the king's house are 50 serving maids, some grinding at the mill the yellow corn, some plying looms or twisting yarn, who as they sit are like the leaves of a tall poplar, and from their close-spun linen liquid oil will fall. And as Phaeacian men are skilled beyond all others in speeding a swift ship along the sea, so are their women practiced at the loom, for Athena has given them in large measure skill in fair works and noble minds. Without the court, and close beside its gate, is a large garden covering 4 acres. Around it runs a hedge on either side. Here grow tall, thrifty trees, pears, pomegranates, apples with shining fruit, sweet figs and thrifty olives. On them fruit never fails. It is not gone in winter or in summer, but lasts throughout the year, for constantly the west wind's breath brings some to bud and mellows others. Pear ripens upon pear, apple on apple, cluster on cluster, fig on fig. Here, too, a teeming vineyard has been planted, one part of which, the drying place, lying on level ground, is heating in the sun. Elsewhere men gather grapes, and elsewhere still they tread them. In front, the grapes are green and shed their flower, but a second row are now just turning dark. And here, trim garden beds along the outer line spring up in every kind, and all the year are gay. Nearby 2 fountains rise, one scattering its streams throughout the garden, one bounding by another course beneath the courtyard gate toward the high house. From this the townsfolk draw their water. Such at the palace of Alcinous were the gods' splendid gifts. Here long-tried royal Odysseus stood and gazed. Then, after he had gazed to his heart's fill on all, he quickly crossed the threshold and came within the house. He found the Phaeacian captains and counselors pouring libations from their cups to the clear-sighted speedy-comer, to whom they always offer a last cup when they prepare for bed. Along the hall went long-tried royal Odysseus, still clad in the thick cloud which Athena cast about him, until he came to Arete and to King Alcinous. About Arete's knees Odysseus threw his arms, and then the magic cloud retreated. Seeing the man, the people of the house were hushed and marveled as they gazed, and thus Odysseus made his supplication. Arete, daughter of divine Rhexenor, to your husband I am come, and to your knees through many toils, and to these feasters too. The gods bestow upon them the blessing of long life, and to his children may each leave the wealth within his hall and every honor men have given. But quickly grant me aid to reach my native land, for, long cut off from friends, I have been meeting hardship.